Okay, we have a special guest, AJ.
Yeah?
Kevin with Pepe's Pizza.
Yes!
Hey, AJ.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Everything's great. Happy Pizza Excellent. Friday.
That's right.
Wish you were here eating some pies with us, but you
I'm okay with it.
Thank you.
as we eat them, we're going to describe it.
Yeah.
Right, this is so fun to watch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can watch it on Twitch, right?
I can watch. Yeah, I'm watching you guys right now.
Oh, really? Well, we're going to open up the box in a second.
Yeah, I would have snagged
it. Yeah, might as well.
Already.
Go for it. Yes.
But since it's Friday, I thought it's like kind of, you know, no one really wants to hear any real news stories.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of bleak anyway.
They are.
And
so
we're all
far.
Getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So I thought, well, here's a fun story to talk about. Billboard magazine came out with the 50 best rock bands.
Oh.
50 best rock bands.
50,
right.
I think the top five you could probably pick off.
Yeah.
You know, and this is, it's art, so there's always, you know, room for debate.
Sure.
But I mean, I think they got it right. And then some of these bands, like, they got it way wrong.
Yeah.
So here are the top five. Queen.
Okay.
Number five.
Right.
Pink Floyd. Number four. You could debate that, but whatever.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin.
Yep.
Rolling Stones, Beatles.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Right? You could.
Yeah.
I'm a rocker, so I would have put
Led Zeppelin
first.
Yeah.
Right. But, they're iconic, yeah.
All British.
Yep.
Yeah. Oops.
And then the next five. Number six, Fleetwood Mac. This is one of the faces, though. Yeah, Kevin made a face. Are you a Fleetwood Mac fan?
No, I respect them a lot. I don't know if they're in the top 10 of all time.
Exactly.
Stevie Nicks was hot. Stevie Nicks was cute.
Yeah, she was beautiful. But you had three great singers in that band.
That's
Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie Nicks, and Christy McVie. And it's very rare you have three great singers in one band and three great songwriters. So they were all coming to the table with songs.
Yeah.
Good songs.
Yep.
And Animal on drums.
Right.
And the guitar player was slamming, too,
Lindsey Buckingham?
Lindsey,
But, do you put Fleetwood Mac in? Top 10?
Top 20.
Top 30.
Top 20?
Top 30.
All right, I'm going to move Fleetwood Mac over here.
Okay.
I'm going to take them out.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a position in the top 10 open.
All right, cool.
Band number seven, U2. Boom,
that's
gone.
Now.
Not top 10.
No.
They're not top 10.
No.
They're not top 10.
I'm not a YouTube. I'm not.
No.
Never been.
What is
one
the
of
deal
them.
With that?
I don't know.
You know which album I love?
In the Name of Love.
I loved War.
Yeah, War.
That
was
album,
great.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Right.
I Will Follow. Was I following there?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
So there were.
Yeah.
Right.
What else was on that album?
A lot of noise.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Right.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day!
Was 40 on that?
40 was on that.
40.
Those were sort of all the single releases. So New Year's Day was the first one. Two Hearts Beat as One was the other.
Mm. Man, they got a lot of credit for like three good songs on an album. Wow, right. Good for you. And then The Edge.
That fretboard hero.
He's like the pickle on the deli sandwich.
Right.
Yes.
Right. 40 years later, hey, Edge, could you put some lead to this song? Yeah.
Just what we needed.
That's it.
Oh, that's way better, AJ.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, so we're taking you two off the top 10.
Right.
Sly and the Family Stone?
No.
Not really rock.
The rock band? No.
I don't think of them as hard guitar. I love them, by the way. I love them.
Funk, you know.
But take them off the top 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm taking them off the top 10.
Get the funk out.
Kevin with Pepe's, do you agree with all this?
I do. I'm waiting for a couple of my Boston bands to be mentioned here.
Oh, gotcha.
Aerosmith is on the list, but they're way far down.
Really?
Like, I'm not happy about it.
Uh-oh.
That's terrible.
How about Jay Giles? That's one of my all-time favorites.
They're great.
I'm a huge Peter Wolf fan.
Oh, my God. So great. That Best of Jay Giles album is one of the best of albums ever. Like, there are a lot of best of albums. And it's like, okay, there's like five good songs and then the rest suck. Yeah. That album is just
best of. Yeah.
It's money.
It's one of the best of albums.
Best ofs.
All right, so I'll go through the list a little bit faster.
Okay,
and then we'll knock the... Just say off the list if you hear a band that should be off the list.
Okay, cool.
Black Sabbath.
Keep.
Nirvana. The Who. Metallica, AC/DC, Creedence. Now we're on number 15, Talking Heads. Off the list. Right?
Yes.
Off the list.
Off the list, yeah.
Greatest bands.
You may ask yourself.
Yeah, no. Why am I on this list?
Yeah.
Grateful Dead.
I was never a dead person.
No, but I get it.
That
I get
it. Sound.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah. That many folks, yeah.
Heart. The Clash.
Love The Clash.
Beach yeah, Boys. Radiohead, number 20.
Off the list.
Off the list.
Yeah.
Off the list.
Where's Van Halen?
Right.
Next. 21.
Oh.
What?
21.
No.
Good heavens, man. Good heavens. Fraud.
Ruth, you got to get these Billboard people on. We need to talk to them about Van Halen wrong. Not in the top 20. Radiohead, well, one song in the top 20.
Jeez. Right. Beaten Ice. We'll give them a beating.
Rage Against the Machine. Guns N' Roses.
It'd be higher.
The Velvet Underground, 24. Okay, we're knocking them right off the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Velvet Underwears.
What do they have? They had like one song.
I think.
Yeah. Can't think of it right now.
I don't even know this next band. Probably because I'm old. Okay. M-A-N-A. Mana. Mana.
Mana. Mana. Mana. Mana.
Okay.
Mana.
This is their artsy pick. They're off.
Yeah. Right.
The Pretenders, Parliament, Funkadelic.
Oh, I used to love Parliament and Funkadelic, but right. They're not a
great
rock
cigarettes
band,
too.
They're a funk band.
All right, we'll leave them on there. The Allman Brothers. Oh, do we take them off or do we leave them on?
Who,
Parliament?
Off the rock, if it's on rock. Okay. Yeah. No, they're not a rock band.
Kevin Pepys, you agree?
I do.
Okay. The Allman Brothers, R.E.M.
Off.
Oh, yeah, God. Oof.
Pearl Jam, Paramore.
Off.
Yeah,
off.
Now, 32, we finally get to Aerosmith.
What? That's a long way to go.
No, Paramore.
That's terrible. Yeah.
Not cool.
Right.
Aerosmith.
Right. Paramore beats Aerosmith? I don't think so.
Oh, hell no.
Someone's high on drugs over there.
Hell no. Big time. Right.
Do they give reasons for the placement?
No, they probably do, but I just have the list.
Okay.
Drug testing.
Yeah. White Stripes. Nine Inch Nails. Eagles.
That's a long way for the Eagles. A lot of people love the Eagles.
Ramones. Thin Lizzy. Santana. Green Day. Now we're at number 40. Blondie.
Wow.
The Band. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Again, not a rock band.
Take them off.
Not a rock band.
I love them, but
love them, but not a rock band.
Don't do 50 just to do 50. Just, if you have 40, do 40.
Right.
Keep adding these things in.
Because the ones at the end, nobody even cares about.
Right.
Except for Aerosmith.
No Doubt.
Which didn't make any sense. No Doubt.
And then there's Cafe, something with a T. I'm going to just take them off. The Stooges, we're going to take off. Oasis, we're going to take off.
Yeah. Right.
Def Leppard. Oh, you know who didn't make the list? I didn't hear Bon Jovi.
Oh, right. Bon Jovi, right.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Do they consider him a solo artist?
I don't think so.
No.
That's a band.
That's a band.
Yeah.
Def Leppard at 47.
Wow.
Sleater-Kinney. Off. The Cure. Off.
Oh, yeah.
Off.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, number 50.
Wow.
Faith No More is better.
Who's putting these together?
Right. Stupid people.
Drug testing.
All right, so where do we put Aerosmith? Are they top 10 or top 20?
Top 20.
Top 10.
Top 20.
Top
20?
Yeah.
All right, the guy from Boston says top 20.
I would say top 10, fine. But...
And he has the food, too, so...
I'd say there'd be like seven.
Seven?
What do you say?
What do you think? Can we move him to seven?
I'd like him at seven.
I think so.
I'd rather the Stones at number one.
Kid?
Does Pink Floyd stay in the top five? Oh, that face.
Not for my vote.
Not for me either.
Yeah. Yeah, when the weed runs out, it's not really good.
I was going to say, everybody that I grew up with that liked them smoked a lot of weed.
All right, we're moving Pink Floyd. Is Pink Floyd a top 20 band?
Top 20, yeah.
Top 20?
They're iconic. Somebody. They're iconic.
All right, we put them at 20.
Yay. Look at us getting things
All right,
done.
Van Halen goes from 21 to what, 4 or 6? I'm biased, so I'm going to let you guys figure it out.
I would
Let's say 6.
6?
Yeah.
Really? They're not
if
a top five band?
If we have to, I'd say 4, but...
You said you didn't care.
I know. I said I'll let you guys decide. All right, six.
I fell into that trap.
Van Halen better than Aerosmith or more influential?
I would
than
say Aerosmith had way more hits, longevity.
But Van Halen influenced guitar. Yeah.
You had two main people in the band the whole time.
Yeah, but Van Halen was like just a bomb.
Van they Halen, one like, of the only.
They took over.
How many bands can we mention that switched lead singers and had two super successful careers?
Right. Yeah. Well, plus also Eddie Van Halen's guitar playing influenced a lot of people, so that's why I should
keep talking. I gotta get some peppies.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
a good point.
As a matter of fact.
Okay, so let me keep talking while you fill your face with good food. While I'm a mile and a half away,
poor AJ,
I get to watch you clowns eat food while I'm sitting here with a goddamn half cold coffee and a breakfast bar.
He took a big slice too, AJ.
What kind of pizza they have, Phil?
I can only see cheese
under there.
Oh, well, Chad likes
Patata rustica
pizza.
Today and cheese.
Patata rustica is very nice.
And then the Ruth special over there today is
so I'm trying to sniff
spinach,
out the window right now. I can't sniff
black
it.
Black olives.
Can you guys burp out the window so I can smell it? That'd be great.
Gross.
Nope. Okay. Wow, I can't believe it.
All right, so we have two spots open in our top 10 if we leave Nirvana in the top 10.
Yes.
Is Nirvana a top 10 band?
I would say top 20 for Nirvana.
Top 20.
They had one album.
Yeah, I wouldn't
right.
even.
They weren't
and then some
either.
Songs, but one album.
Yes.
I mean, one really good album.
I mean, if Kurt Cobain hadn't died, would they still be thought of the same?
No.
Probably not. Probably not. How's that pizza, Chad?
Oh, my God.
My cold granola bar.
Bananas. Oh, man.
Kevin, describe this pizza.
Mm. We got the Yukon gold potatoes that we roast in the oven every morning. You have to partially roast them, and then they finish roasting on the pizza. So that pizza is the Yukon golds, some bacon cooked on top, so you get that bacon grease trickling down.
This is like a 1-900 number I called. And how's it
mozzarella?
It's a flowing.
And then that pecorino romano.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
All right, hold on, Kevin. Do that one more time. Go through the pizza. Go ahead.
Yukon gold potatoes.
Slowly.
Mozzarella. Pecorino romano. Freshly rolled dough. Cooked in a coal-fired toasty oven at 600 degrees.
Ooh, that's hot. That's really hot.
So hot.
Perfectly kissed with that Frank Pepe's olive oil.
Oh, yeah.
Magic. Friday magic.
Friday magic. You're listening to Friday Magic. That's Frank Pepe.
Right.
Sometimes I just like to be alone with my pizza.
That's right.
And when I do, it's always pepper.
I gotta tell you, that's some pizza, man.
That is delicious. Oh,
what is that little
sauce
kick
on my chin?
Oh my god!
There's like a little kick
on the potatoes. A little pinch of seasoning there, just to give you a little kiss.
Oh my!
Brings
that's
out the flavor.
Kiss. Yep. Getting a little kiss
from
the potatoes.
Yep. Well, I'm full now. Thank you.
Oh my god! It's so good.
Shut up.
AJ, you watching?
Yes, I'm watching.
That's right.
Yes, I'm watching.
Oh,
Dom's working on his.
Oh, look at
Dom's wiping his fingers now.
Oh,
now he's pointing a finger at me. Yes. Look at this. Oh, right, now Dom, show me love. Show me love. Okay, show me love. Okay, good. Bite that slice. Just bite it. Just bite it, man. Bite it. Bite it.
So crispy.
This is so disturbing.
I need a napkin.
Yeah, it's like food porn.
Andy in Plainville.
Yeah, I gotta go get something to eat now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And definitely not top 10, but what about Motley Crue?
Yeah, did we hear them on the list?
Motley
Were they
Crue?
Even
no,
on the
not
list?
At all. No, no.
They're not even on the list. All right.
No.
Motley Crue gets on the list.
Yeah.
Hold on. Billboard issued a response to this.
Who cares what you think about Motley Crue? No one!
Only band.
Who was I talking to?
Band from the Hall of Fame.
Some guy complained about a giveaway.
Oh.
Yeah. We were doing like an auction. And we're like, yeah, look what we got. He's like, who's spending money on that?
Wow. That's a, it's like someone you meet in traffic. It's like, wow, what the hell happened to that guy? Right? And I hear that. I'm like, wow, that was a long time coming. Yeah. And he was the little match.
Yep.
All right, Andy, good call, man. Motley Crue needs to be on the list.
Yeah.
We're going to have to revisit this list later today or Monday. Kevin, what were we talking about last night?
We're talking about food. Usually when we get together, we talk a lot about food.
No, not the yes. toy drive. No, it was something else. The box? No.
Well, toy drive is right. We put a box in the lobby at Worcester Street Restaurant.
Oh, so, great.
Yeah, nice. You know, please drop off your toys.
Great.
Nice, yeah.
Be great to see that box get filled up.
Yeah, we love that.
And we'll bring it down on that morning, and that's always one of the best days of the year for all of us.
Nice. What else were we talking about last night? Just pizza.
Pepe's-wise? I mean, we added another room if you want to book a holiday party. We put a room up in West Hartford. We call it The Spot.
That's right.
So we have a...
Because that's what you refer to where it all started, right? That's correct. Called The Spot. Yeah. So it's a nod to the real spot.
Yeah. So you can book a holiday party. The room just opened 2 weeks ago. We've had one party already, and... we were building it over the summer, and we're ready to go. So it's a nice little function.
And you have one in New Haven, right?
Yeah.
A room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
West Hartford, New Haven, and the Bronx?
Yonkers. Yeah. Yonkers, New York.
Yonkers.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You know, we just see the demand. People calling. Can I take a whole section of the restaurant? We're like, well, you can't slow down the regular volume. So now we're hosting these parties, and they're going really well. I mean, people have a great time. Come in. You can order a party with alcohol all included, or you can order one and just do the cash bar.
Nice.
Pizza's still the everyday common man food. It's not going to break the bank. Mm-hmm. Like we did last night, Chaz, eating that lobster.
You know, I want to know what that bill was. What do you think that was?
Last night?
I don't know.
There was like
a 20 doozy.
Of us?
There's
a food trip.
Yeah, there was more than 25, I think.
25?
Yeah. As a seafood lover, right, which now. I am, dream.
Big
like
bro.
When you guys brought out those towers, oh, wow. And, you know, we go once a year as a team to Michael Jordan's at Mohegan. And that place yesterday, that knocked their socks off. Like, their seafood tower is superior.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I got to open my granola bar. Hang on a second. You're saying?
Yeah, I'm sorry, AJ. Yeah. I'm about to take a slice of Pepe's pizza right now.
That really sounds good.
Yeah, it is. Oh.
Yeah, did you get a chance to meet Jerry at Encore last night?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The chef came out and talked to us?
Yeah.
Awesome guy.
Yeah.
They do an amazing job. Thanks for inviting us.
Oh, my God, it was great. Yeah. That was so great, isn't it?
Yeah. The other Kevin was with me, and then all these seafood towers start coming out, and he like nudges me. He goes, "Are you sure we were invited here?"
Kevin's going to join me at the Bethlehem tree lighting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. If you're around,
awesome.
Come
Definitely.
On out. It's in the middle of nowhere.
I like
it's a
nowhere.
Beautiful little town, like time forgot. And it's they do this beautiful tree lighting, and I'm hosting it. And then so your other Kevin's going to be there.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
If I'm around, I'll swing through.
Do it.
Cool.
Thanks for the pizza, brother.
Thanks for everything. Yes. Yeah, it's always a great Friday when we start here.
No, well, ditto. Yeah. Thank you, brother.